Warwick Moss. We all feel a certain connection, a natural and authentic connection to the raw, fiery warmth of our landscape. Born from the earth and forged in flames, it is something so simple we often look right past it.
Oh yeah!
Hungry Jack's new hearty beef baguette. Pure Aussie beef, home-style seasoning on a fresh baked baguette with fiery outback sauce, fresh salad and mayo. Give it a try with regular Coke and fries.
It's the Men of League Heritage Round.
It's a fast thrilling game.
Brilliant. Because some things are passed down from generation to generation. The courage and character, passion and pride. When you've had a long, hard day and you're starting to hurt, when your hands are red raw and there's grease on your shirt, nothing sorts you out like an ice-cold schooner or two and a midnight text to the ex saying, "I'm so sorry, I made a mistake, I still love you." Then she doesn't reply, so you ask, "Are you getting my text?" Then you follow up with a voicemail just to make sure she got your text.
No other four-wheel drive has brought so many Australians back from wherever they ventured.
G'day.
Land Cruiser. Off the road.
It was a brown beer and a blue sky day. The sort of Indian summer winter's day when Sydney was at its best. When the mid-year chill would be nudged out to sea by a hot dry breeze from the west. This is your chance to own the greatest game of rugby ever played. The Bledisloe Cup battle between the Wallabies and the All Blacks from Stadium Australia. Complete and uninterrupted. There's never been a game like it. Brilliant rugby that entranced the world. Australia. Big. Busy. Rich. An unexpected twist of fate here or there, and anyone can find themselves living on the edge. These are their stories. Stories from the edge.
I want to live again!
Okay, here we go!
Entertainment. It moves us. It fuels. And they came from Italy, Greece and Spain, to the Noah's Ark of the Southern Seas, to bubbling race and creed, to the thumping beat of a red heart land with the sky so clear you can touch it.
We'll be right back with the story of a lobster that can read your mind.